You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me ask you something. Do you ever truly feel a little jealous that you don't have a 303? You can be honest with me. Do you feel like you're missing out a little bit?
Maybe a little bit.
You know, 303 used to cover the entire state until the late 1980s. Now we have, I think, four of them. Here's an interesting thing. We're about to get a fifth area code. Did you know that? We're going to be getting the 983, which is a horrible combination.
I don't like that one at all.
Who wants a 983?
Yuck.
Here's a funny thing. 420 was available as an area code.
Should have done it.
Why wasn't that chosen for Colorado? I mean, 420?
Late night jokes for days.
Colorado and the pot weed, as you like to call it?
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe they just thought that that would be a little bit too problematic. So instead, we're getting 983.
Okay. All right.
That's fine. Listen, the United Nations had a big resolution that they passed yesterday that isn't legally binding, but it just showed how most of the world is united against the Russian invasion of Ukraine. More than 140 nations voted in favor. Only four countries in the world sided with Russia.
China, North Korea, Iran.
No, China abstained.
Oh, did they?
The only ones that they're the two that are no surprise whatsoever, North Korea and Syria.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about that abstention. 35 nations were complete and total weenies and chose to abstain from the vote.
They don't know yet. They're the undecided. They're the people in the surveys that are like, I don't know.
We don't usually sound off on political issues on this show, but in this case, I just have to say those 35 countries are gutless. They're gutless. The Paralympics are also in the spotlight because the other day they ruled that athletes from Russia and Belarus, which is one of those countries that's supporting Russia, they ruled that they could participate in the Paralympics, but now, because there's this big outcry, the organization did an about-face, and now they've changed their mind. They say Russia and Belarus can't participate, and because of that, Jeremy, they're pretty sure there's going to be legal action, and they're going to get sued now for the right thing.
Get sued.
Nuts. Melinda Gates was married to Bill Gates for 27 years, and she finally had enough of his philandering, I guess. She said she knew he had an affair all the way back in the year 2000, but she said, I thought we could work through that. Now she says she reached a point where she just couldn't trust what we had. That's her words. I couldn't trust what we had. So last August, she pulled the plug and the divorce was finalized. And now she's turning a page, she says, in the chapter and starting a new chapter in her life.
You see the quote at the very end?
That brings up that whole thing. You hear about people who deal with infidelity in their marriage, and some couples work through it, and some absolutely do not.
Sure.
How do you think you and Nicole would handle it?
Oh, we'd work through it. No problem.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you just basically just hold her
and
she can go fool around.
Yeah, well, go ahead, honey. We'll see what happens. Give it a shot.
Do you think she would stick it out with you if you started messing around?
Probably not. I'd stay with her.
So it's only one. It only goes one.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. I know
sure
you.
I would.
You're so
I would.
Jealous. You would
no.
never.
I'm crazy
say,
about her.
I would never be able to like touch her again without realizing that somebody
It'd
else.
It'd be a little weird for a little while, but I am so in love. I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
I'm so Twitter-pated.
I wonder if that's a bigger discussion for our show, the whole thing about forgiveness versus I'm out of here.
Could be. Made me feel a little awkward probably during that conversation, but those things usually do. I asked Nicole the other day because I touch her a lot, and I'm not talking sexually. I touch her. Every time I walk by in the kitchen, I'll just, you know, rub her shoulders or, you know, whatever, give her a little butt pinch or something. But it is, honestly, every single time I walk past her, I touch her in some way. And I asked her the other day, I go, do you ever get sick of me touching you? Because I like touching you. And she's like, no, I love it. She's like, it makes me feel loved.
So she lied and said, I love it. Okay.
It makes me feel loved.
But, you know, she's not special. Every time I'm around you, you're touching me all the time.
It's a little butt pinch.
You're a touchy-feely guy.
I'm a touchy guy.
Kids of the 1980s, Rolling Stone magazine decided they wanted to do something else that would be very controversial, so they put together their list of the 100 greatest movies of the 1980s. If you're wondering, some of the really big biggies like Raiders of the Lost Ark, number 10. Die Hard, number 15. E.T., number 27.
How many people have not seen
future.
Any of
Back
these?
Back to the Future. What would you think, Jeremy? Top 10?
Top 10. It's a great movie.
They put it at number 65. Scarface. Say hello to my little friend. What do you think? Top 20?
Yeah, maybe. I wasn't a fan.
They said number 96.
Yeah.
This is a goofy
list. Who did the
survey?
I want to go over this list with our producer, Josh, who I guarantee you has probably not seen 90% of those movies.
Well, they picked as the number one movie of the 1980s, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, I never saw it.
All right. What else is trending?
I know you're going to be super excited about this. So You Think You Can Dance is returning this summer to Fox
Hells
Dom
yes.
for its 17th season. Coming
I don't
after
think
a,
I can dance. I know I can dance.
It's coming after a three-year hiatus due to the pandemic. Now, if you do want to audition.
Lack of interest.
No, if you want to audition, you got to be between 18 and 30. So we are both out. We are so
I think the pandemic was convenient for some shows like that.
So we're really excited that that show is coming back. Our clickbait yesterday was the whole Wheel of Fortune thing that went down the other day, where the answer was another feather in your cap, and it took like nine guesses to get it right because essentially they were just missing the C and cap and nobody on the show could get it. And the internet went crazy making fun of all these people. Well, Pat Sajak is now out talking about that show and those contestants that were mocked online. And he says, knock it off. Stop making fun of these people. He tweeted out talking about how it really like kind of hurts him when nice people come on the show to play the game, win a little cash, fulfill a dream, and then it goes wrong, and then they're ridiculed online because they make some sort of goofy mistake, and they just get crucified. And he's like, listen, people, sitting at home is super easy. Imagine being up there with the pressure of trying to solve a puzzle, be on TV, being around Pat Sajak, an iconic host. He's like, you get up there and try it. He said, stop making fun of these people. It's extremely stressful being on the show. But with that being said, you know he's standing there and in his head going, you idiot.
What a moron. That's what they say.
You know Come he on. Is. He's trying to be all noble, but
that's
you know,
one of the beauties of game shows on television is you get to put judgy pants on.
Yes,
what are we talking about here?
Everybody
Come on.
Does it. And yes, it is difficult. We get it.
How many days a year Pat Sajak works?
It's probably like 10, because don't they shoot like 15 shows in a day or something?
He works 4 days a month.
Yeah, see?
48 days a year to get his, I think it's close to $20 million a year now. He works 4 days
Good
a month.
Good for him. He's been doing it forever. I mean, so be it. But yeah, I get it. It's stressful up there, so whatever. We made fun of him yesterday. What else is going on?
You know
dog.
When people screw up our mind benders? And they screw up Boys Against the Girls or Rattle Off. Our listeners are putting on judgy pants.
Oh, yeah, because we get the emails and texts and stuff
all
like
day
that.
Long.
How do they not know all those questions? I knew all those questions. It smacks of the fat guy sitting on the couch watching football and somebody doesn't catch a pass. And he's like, oh, what an idiot. What an idiot that guy is. That was an easy catch.
That's
really?
Exactly like
really,
that.
Dude? Why don't you get out there and try to do it? This dog daycare and boarding franchise called Camp Runamut put out a list of the top 20 dog names that they've ever seen, which includes more than 60,000 dogs across all their locations. Whatever, who cares about those? They also put out a list of the top unique dog names, and I always love these because I believe we've both said for years on the show that you got to name your dog something silly, something stupid, so when you're yelling at them, you know, it's kind of fun. You don't want to call Bella, Bella. No, you want to call Deputy Dog or Bubblegum made the list. Mr. Bojangles, Moo Moo. How about a dog named Apple Strudel? That's what I'm talking about, Dom. And Boss Lady also made the list. So those are super cute. I love that. My grandma had that cat for years and years that was named Cheeseburger. And I thought that was just the funniest thing growing up. This little cat. And they're like, Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger. Okay, I came running for the wet food. One final thing. There's an ER doctor who writes for USA Today's health section, and he did a big write-up on one of the biggest first aid myths that he's seen of all time.
This was shocking.
Shocking, Dom. He says, don't use hydrogen peroxide or alcohol to clean cuts. What? Collective gasp. He says, a lot of people still do this, but not only are you killing the bacteria, you're also killing skin cells, essentially, that you need to, you know, seal up that cut. And you're going to have more scars if you clean it with hydrogen peroxide. He says, use soap and water. A little ointment on there. That's the way you should be doing it.
Just speaking personally.
Shocking. No.
I want the scars. Matches the ones on the inside.
Oh, yeah, you're tough. All right.
Ready for clickbait?
I am ready for clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a list today from a mac and cheese fanatic. He just ranked all of his favorites. It was like 10, 12, something like that. Number one is quite shocking. He says the best mac and cheese, hand down, for flavor and value is Walmart's Great Value mac and cheese, 34 cents a box.
Good to know.
It beat out Velveeta, Kraft Deluxe, Annie's, all of them. So head on over to Wally World and get you some great value.
I wonder what kind of money went under the table on this deal.
He's like, yeah, here you go. Never had it, so I don't know. I'll check it out, though. Check out the whole list on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.